we're going to actually listen to the incumbent mayor, Rahm Emanuel. And here he was asked why he hasn't spoken out about the fact that Chicago police officers have shot more blacks and Latinos than any other demographic since he has been mayor. And here is what he had to say.
Short number.
I don't think that. I think this is a very important issue, because when I came to office as mayor, community policing that was founded here in the city of Chicago had become an office, not a philosophy. That's why I put officers back from behind the desk onto the street, practicing community policing, building trust. It is essential that there is trust between the community and law enforcement, because other than that, then it's just law enforcement trying to impose safety rather than build safety working with community leaders. And everybody in the police department, from the superintendent down to the beat officer, practices and must embody the idea of community policing, which is fundamentally about building trust. And without trust, we will never work together to bring the safety to every neighborhood and every community that every child deserves.
Time now for
So
that was interesting.
Really interesting. What do you guys think?
Well, let's talk about the fact that did he answer the question?
No.
Rule number one in college.
No.
Answer the prompt.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Hey, there you go.
There you go.
There were a number of key words that really stuck out for me. It was safety, community,
trust.
Neighborhood, trust. Yeah. Trust,
Rahm's
trust,
big
trust.
On, well, I think politicians in general, but Rahm especially is big on like buzzwords. Mm-hmm. He throws a lot of buzzwords in there and helps him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think maybe we could just talk for a hot second, like, why buzzwords, you know what I mean? Like what that does, you know, businesses are renowned for using buzzwords, and like, I think, like, the whole concept of a buzzword, like, you hear, I mean, buzzword itself is kind of a buzzword that, like, you hear get tossed around. And really what it does, it's kind of like, not a euphemism, I would say, but like, it's just something, it's like, becomes this like, at like, term that you assume people know what it means. You know, it's kind of like that, you know what I mean? If you guys want to build off of that.
Well, he repeated community police, community policing a lot. Is that a technical term? Is that referring to something specific, or does he just, is he just referring to general using the police to build community? I don't, is that an initiative or a program that he did? I don't know. Is there something being assumed about what we know here?
I'm honestly not sure. I think though that community generally has a positive connotation.
Right.
And totally. So I think using that word fosters a sense of positivity and everyone listening.
Right. It definitely implies collaboration, like, between the people and the police and like the politicians. And I think that, I mean, I want to say that he used the word like three times in his one answer that didn't even respond to the question. And then on top of that, I thought it was really interesting that at the end it becomes a spin on, this is about safety and this is about community, and then it's all about making our children safe.
Right.
Like that was like a good, that was smart on his end to like throw that in the end of his response, because no one's going to tell him that his answer was bad when he's talking about making communities safer for children.
Right. Mm-hmm. And how do you respond to that as the co-debater?
Right.
And say, you know, oh no, those things aren't great.
Valid.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And at what point, like, how do you respond? Like, so let's say that, you know, you're the candidate who asked that question, or even like you're the person in the audience who asked that question. Let's say that like any human asked that question. Is there, what do you say, you, sir, you didn't answer my question.
Right.
I mean, like, can you say that? And then like, you know, do you put that kind of pressure on them? I think as a candidate, you have to be really careful about not appearing to be bitter or angry or something like that. Like, people, you know, are turned off by that.
Yeah.
And so it's really interesting to think like, oh, I have to just let him not answer my question.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I think the thing with buzzwords is that it's super easy to get lost. So when you ask, I mean, who knows if people, the majority of people even realize that he didn't answer the question, because so many people rally behind those words that it's just like, oh yeah, I support all of that. That's fine. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Well, we could talk for a long time
yeah.
about his kind of answer.